If you could go to pages 92, 93, and 94, specifically 94, please. Yellowtail flounder obviously has been an area of intense interest with the scallop fishery. And did you use the recent RSA-funded survey that was took year-round sampling of yellowtail?
No, we did not.
Okay, so that's the best available information on hotspots for yellowtail. That was used to overturn in the latest scallop framework and groundfish framework the what you are proposing here, the spring-only closure. But the year-round, instead of taking snapshots in the fall and the spring, we did surveys year-round every month for over a year and came up with recommendations that the council passed recommending completely different closure times to avoid yellowtail. So this would undo all that good work and all and based on inferior science. So that's troubling. And I don't know why other outside sources like Ames and others were used, these, but not the RSA-funded survey that was part integral part of council discussion last year. And then I have a question on your recommendation here is to close these areas seasonally to gear that's capable of catching brown fish. And that's a very loosely determined, defined term in the regs. It's got many caveats. Scallop gear does not catch adult and cod or haddock, correct?
I'm not going to say whether it does or it doesn't. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't.
I mean, if it does, it's an extremely rare event. I think we can all agree on that. So I just highlight, if you are going to talk about, because these spring closures that we're proposing are actually the height of when you want to be harvesting scallops, when they are at their height, as you know,
let me try and clarify something. I'm not sure we intentionally excluded the RSA results. They didn't come up for analysis with the cat. Now, I'm not personally familiar with the footprint of that survey, but what I have observed in working with this data in familiar with the distribution of scallops in the southeast part, there seems to be a greater degree of overlap between scallops and yellowtail flounder during the fall than there is in the spring. And that may be leading to the other conclusions, which are different than this. Because this didn't specifically look at the overlap between the scallop fishery and yellowtail. In that degree of detail.
The RSA project, just so we're very clear, was a grid survey of that entire area and more that went out every month, did standardized tows at all those spots, and measured the yellowtail weight. I mean, yeah, Tom, you know what I'm talking about, too. But it gives you, and from that data, they said, if you want to reduce your yellowtail bycatch and your impacts on yellowtail, close in the fall and fish in the spring. And we've been closed in the spring recently based on data that went back to the 1950s. And then we as an industry funded and had to, you know, this is also notes like we had to go and put out a survey that took, you know, for over a year every month, go out there and put that information out there to overturn this. Now we have a proposed closure based on less of a standard. This would take us backwards into where we've already moved management, this proposal.
It does contradict the recent results of that study. I think the difference is that there's a greater degree of overlap in the between yellowtail and scallops in the fall than there is in the spring. In the spring, they're in a little shallower depth than the scallops. It's worth looking in more detail, comparing with this analysis to maybe refine this area a bit better.
I mean, I'm just saying the council has approved and the agency is about to put into regulation opening that area in the spring and closing in the fall based on a comprehensive study. I mean, that's the truth. That's what exists. And this completely contradicts it.
What I'm telling you is I don't think it entirely contradicts it.
You're closing the spring.